Thus far, we have spoken about the functioning of the mirror and the various translations that were available when I did the translation work were quite similar in this first part. But there are now some verses that are quite different in all the translations. And it is best, I think it's best not to get in too much detail, but it is to get to understanding the depth of the scripture, it is also useful to hear some of the other entrances and also to explain to you what Reverend Master Jiu has done with the text that Professor Masunaga gave her, because he made the basic translation. And we have spoken about the hexagram and the trigrams. And you have seen the chart. One thing that Reverend Master Jiu emphasized in the scripture is that the five stages are kind of circular. We meet the various stages, actually in all stages. That we don't, we may easily think we are somewhere, and then, for example, in the third stage, and then suddenly things change and we find ourselves again at the second. And so what she points at is to really take things as they come and not have any conclusions about one's progress. Not have any conclusions about kensho's or any other signs of insight. And yet we do get a sense after some years training that we are not in the same place as when we started. And of course that is true. But for the individual, it is not so easy to see, and we don't need to see. What we need is really trust that this is a working path. We concluded last time with the five tastes of the tea grass, yeah, which is the hyssop plant, and the diamond scepter's branch is five. So the five stages, and are illustrated by five tastes of the sea grass. Or you can, in our case, we, as you heard, we used ice cream, five tastes ice cream. It's easy to understand for us. It's the same. Now, the next verse is slightly different for Reverend Master Jiyu's version, but it does make sense to us all. The absolute upright holds, as it is, many phenomena within its own delicate balance. That is again the scepter with its branches, the tastes and the substance. When a trainee asks a question, matching answer always comes from the Zen master. Because a master, and also others, they know the whole, they know the substance, and they also know the details. And when a trainee asks a question, there always is a response. Because the master senses where the trainee comes from and gives the answer to the person. And when, for example, a second person would ask the same question, the answer might very well be different. And from two different questions, the answer may also sometimes be the same. Here you can see the comparison with the baby with its five sense organs, because mind is still formless and the Zen master is familiar with the formless mind and lets form happen in his or her answer. So there are two hearts, two minds that meet when there is a question and answer session, like we have that formally in what you call spiritual direction or shosan, when the master stands in front of the altar or on top of the altar and responds. So that he may bring the trainee to the ultimate of truth, the master uses skillful means. And trainees embrace the ultimate. Masters contain the means. Correctly blended, this is good. Now, as I said before, the poem consists of verses. Of each verse has four lines. And the translation of the Venerable Shengyan is quite different about these particular verses. And I would like to just read them and find the common ground. First of all, after the five branches or of the Vajra scepter, of the diamond scepter, we get not the absolute upright holds as it is, many phenomena within its own delicate balance. He says, the exact center subtly harmonizing, drumming and singing simultaneously. Well, this sounds very different, doesn't it? Drumming and singing simultaneously. And here, this master mentions that all the wonderful and subtle functions of the five levels become manifest in the drumming and singing within the third level. Here, there is still a need for practice. There are two more translations that I had at the time consulted, but I will now simply read to you my version, which is holding to those verses and of four lines, but that have a different interpretation of is less free. So I'm more literal, really. And there is a similarity in content, however, if you listen well. So after the five-pointed diamond scepter, within the real is held the subtle. Drum and song arise together. The drum being the heartbeat of the universe, and the song our response. So here, the theme of a center, a reel with five flavors or points is not abandoned, but it's clearly visible. The real holds the subtle, and drum and song arise together. So that drum and song, Reverend Master, do you interpret it as the heart of the master and the heart of the trainee? So the questions of the trainee, and the drum is then the master. So you see how she made it more specific and clear that this is a song about the spiritual life and very much one in a monastery. Trainees embrace the ultimate, masters contain the means, correctly blended, this is good. This embracing of the ultimate is a way of saying we penetrate the source and we walk the pathways. We penetrate the source while walking the pathways. So going the various ways of training, the various entrances of training, we penetrate the source, because the real is always there in what you call the subtle, so the pathways. So this gives faith to all of you who sometimes wonder if their path isn't too individual, too personally colored. Really, we all have a conditioning and talents that provide entrances that other people may not be able to take. So our way of training is all very similar and also a bit different. But we walk the pathways, and while we do that, we penetrate the source. And we unify with the field and integrate the roads. When these get mixed up, that is auspicious. Do not oppose this. Correctly blended, this is good. So when the roads and field get mixed up, that is auspicious. The field, your formless meditation, the roads, the pathways you take. These always will mix, because if we keep imagining and that they are separate, or fear that they are separate, we lose touch with faith. They are not really separate, even if it looks that way sometimes. Naturally, they get mixed up. And that is good. So do not oppose this. This sounds maybe a bit confusing or brainy, but what it is about really is that, yes, we do follow the path, studying the various Dharma entrances like precepts, meditation. The Bodhisattva path, And when we go in faith, we don't need to know what is what. And our path may seem a bit different from our neighbors. But in the meditation of your heart, your neighbor and you are in the same field because you look at the mirror at the center, at the real. And so trust yourself and trust the Sangha, who is more who understands each other, because their walls have been dropped and they have an open heart, especially for each other, because they trust each other. And in spite of differences, you're walking the same path.